Hello and welcome. This is James Madouk speaking, the author of 52 Secrets My Mom Never Told Me About Internet Marketing, and you're listening to Secret 21 of the 52 Secrets. Now, what we're going to talk about this week is a little bit of a follow-up on last week. Last week, we were talking about how you have to make sure that there's actual news or value or content in your newsletter. It wasn't a sell me now letter, it was a newsletter. And I'm going to talk about something that I've done that's worked quite well and something you should investigate. And that's called conditioning your list. Exactly, conditioning your list. Now, I study Taekwondo, and one of the things that we do a lot of is conditioning. And conditioning means that we do the same thing over and over again until it becomes second nature and we don't have to think about it. So what I'm going to suggest is that you're going to have to condition, as part of your business, your list. Now, some of the marketers that you may hear may say that, you know, your business is your list, or the person with the biggest list wins, and there's a number of notions about having a large contact or email list, but having a responsive email list is almost or as important as having a large email list. And responsive means is that when you send email or you interact or you have some kind of communication with those people that you're building a relationship on your list, you've got to get some kind of response from them. You've got to get them to take some kind of action. And while that action may be just consuming the valuable information that you've given them, other times what you want them to do or you're interested in doing is, hey, look, I have something of value and I want you to pay for it. I want you to give me some money, and in return I'm going to give you some additional value or this new value. So you've got to be in a position where you can condition your list. Now, last week we talked about having a newsletter and making the newsletter stand alone so that people knew that when they were getting that particular piece of information, they were getting news. On the other hand, you have to condition your list to know when you're making an offer to them. Now, think about what I just said. You want to make sure that they know or understand that it's an opportunity for them to buy something from you. And once you get them conditioned, they know that, hey, here comes something of value to me, but I'm going to have to pay for it, and they're prepared for that. Now, why do you want to do this? Well, there's a couple reasons, and one of them is that unless your list is open to what's called an embedded offer, which we'll cover next week, you're going to get a lot of people who are going to unsubscribe or remove themselves from your list. Now, I just said that some people will remove themselves from your list. They'll do that if they're not expecting to pay for some of the information or products or services that you're trying to sell. So if you send newsletter, 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 you don't ask them for money, you don't ask them for money, and then all of a sudden you send 7 emails that are saying, here, buy this, buy this, buy this, buy this, buy this. Guess what happens? Oh, they're just trying to sell me. I'm not getting any more valuable information. There's no need for me to be subscribed to this newsletter. So what we're talking about today is making sure that you can condition your list. Now, here's a way that I do it. Now, obviously, there's going to be more steps to this. Some of them are frequency, how often you send a newsletter and how often you send an offer. But this is one way to condition your list. Think about this for a second. When I send a newsletter, I send the newsletter in HTML. When I send an offer, I send the offer in text. Now, that's an unconscious one that they'll know now that if it's a text one, it's an offer. If it's HTML, it's information, and I'm not expecting anything. Now, you may think, well, that can't work. Well, try it out and see what happens. Do it consistently for a period of time, and if you're using email tools that allow you to check or pay attention to the number of people that open your emails or you're tracking the links in your emails, you'll find how many people are opening the text only and how many people are opening the HTML. It allows you to do some split run testing, but it also conditions your list so that they know when you're selling and they know what they're expected to do. And you're going to find that when people are in the loop and understand, for the most part, again, for the most part, we'll talk about embedded commands next week, for the most part, you're going to get the results that you want. So play around with some of the ways that you can condition your list. We'll talk about frequency next week and also about embedded offers in email newsletters. But for now, consider conditioning your list. This is James Maduk speaking. You've been listening to Secret 21 from the 52 Secrets My Mom Never Told Me About Internet Marketing. We'll talk to you again next week.